Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back to our best Monday show in a while. This one on the heels of the draft. And you can take home a blue and gold Sabres jersey signed by the entire draft class, which, of course, from Buffalo's standpoint, started with Mertka, ended with Rychinski. And this is clearly one-of-a-kind piece. So you can go to sabres.com/class and enter to win this through the 4th of July. How was your weekend, Marty? Or are you saving that for best and worst?
No. It was really good. I went 1-2 in 3 games coaching the 11-day power play yesterday with some of the alumni and friends of the show. Nice. It was awesome. Danny Gare was there. Don Luce was there. Tony McKechnie was there. Who else was there that we had a lot of fun with? Well, a bunch of alumni. Like Rob Ray was there. Zenon Konopka, Pat Kaleda, Daryl Shannon. We had Nick DeSimone and Dennis Gilbert there too. Sam Lafferty was there playing. So we had a great time. But yesterday afternoon, I decided with Jacob to go to the Bisons game. So I went to the Bisons game, went to leave before the end because it ended up going to 11 innings and I had to go home and change. My knees are like so burnt right now. They are red because you sit in the sun and you're like, don't realize until the next morning, I've got a line about 6 inches above my knee. That is where the shorts were. And then my knee is completely burnt.
You clearly didn't.
More the left than the right. I don't know.
Clearly didn't bring your glove because that would have offset one of the burned knees.
Did not bring the glove. No. But it was, I have to say, every year I go to maybe a handful of games, the Bisons, and I say, I got to come more. I got to go more. And this was an impulse, one of those duffer impulse buy. Like it was 12:30 and I'm like, Bisons play at 1. Got nothing going on this afternoon. It's beautiful outside. Let's go. And we went and it was beautiful. So I encourage people to go because it was fun.
I should write a book on impulse buying.
Yeah, exactly.
But it would have to be co-authored by George in the control room because he's pretty darn good at it too. But I'm glad you brought up
George Babcock, but yes, George, our control room extraordinaire travelers.
Yes, and congrats to everyone who took part in the 11-day power play and specifically those who donated to help raise $1.65 million in the battle against cancer as part of a weekend that also featured the ride for Roswell. Yeah. So, again, thank you to everyone for taking part and supporting those who take part. This is really, well, I mean, quite frankly, it's the most impactful week/2 weeks of the year when it comes to Roswell Park and its impact from a community fundraising standpoint. And it's all because of people that put themselves out there to do these incredible things.
Yes, the ride. I mean, Bulldog from GR takes part of the ride and he's been training like 2 hours a day. Like, he goes on long rides, and when he says when it's windy, he doesn't love riding, so he does it indoors, but he still gets on the bike, and that's great. That's awesome. They raise, did I see $6 million, something like that? That's incredible. And Dr. Candace Johnson was there yesterday at the end of the thing, so got to give her a big hug. She's awesome. She, you know, we talk about golfing all the time. You know that, like, she's, like, I think she's either from Pittsburgh or was in Pittsburgh. She tells me the story, and it's great. She played golf with Mario Lemieux, and, you know, like, it's just, she loves hockey, and she loves being a part of this community and the partnership with the local charities and the Buffalo Sabres, so it's awesome.
Sabres development camp starting this afternoon, Lecom Harbor Center. Head to sabres.com for the latest on the schedule, the roster, and obviously it concludes on Thursday with the annual 3-on-3 tournament as part of development camp. That is on Thursday morning. Of course, free agency starts tomorrow. Yeah. Sabres have an awful lot of business to take care of. Not only once free agency begins, how are they in the hunt for certain players? Which positions are they targeting to alter the current roster? I mentioned the restricted free agents, Marty, that still need to be signed. McLeod, Kozak, Byram, Timmins, Bernard Docker, Ryan Johnson, Devin Levi. Yes. How, it, like, when you hear that list, obviously the Byram name is the biggest because of Kevin Adams talking about the possibilities, trading him or being quite happy to have him if he remains on the team, gets his new contract. But what else or who else are you, you know, you can probably say concerned with as far as getting their next deal for Buffalo?
I don't think it's going to be long, but I think that Ryan McLeod is going to be a little bit of a time when it comes to making sure that, you know, the right term, that the right money is going to be there. Look, this is a 25-year-old player. So if you go 2 or 3 years, you're walking him to unrestricted free agency. I think McLeod's done a fantastic job in the role that he was brought in. And I think there's still a step forward, right? Mm-hmm. For him to be able to feel even more comfortable. Like, I could see a line with McLeod. You could see McLeod talking Zucker playing on the line, but you can see him also play with Quinn and say, okay, let's use the speed and the transition game. Do I think McLeod is a top six forward? No, I really feel the best fit for him is third line center. Now, third line center, are you going to go out there and say, we're going to spend $5.5 million on a third line center? Because that may be what's going to be a price. Now, if maybe you can lock in McLeod at a number around 5 for 6 years, let's just say. Well, okay, by year 4, 5, 6, if McLeod still gives you the same production and the same impact that he did this past year, mm-hmm. you're going to be laughing. You're going to be saying this was a home run of a deal, because he'll continue to do the role and play shorthanded and have the speed and everything. Now, if the production drops a little bit, which that's happened. It's, you know, you're buying high a little bit on McLeod. He never had that good of a season. So that could be the worry for the Sabres moving forward. But I do feel like McLeod I don't think it's an 8-year deal, but I think on a 5 or 6 year deal, somewhere around the $5 million, close to that, would probably be a fair market. And I think that would get done, but that's more of a late July, early August type of thing when you've circled the wagon on everything else you needed to do.
How do you personally?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Evaluate, in this case, McLeod, based on what maybe common belief would be as it pertains to his role, third line center, penalty kill, on a team that struggled to keep the goals out and didn't have a good year on special teams.
Well, the thing where you have to be careful is because he almost doubled his point per game.
Right, but those aren't speaking to the two elements that this team needs improvement on based on what the team is saying.
Exactly, but that's what draws the money, right? You say, I had 53 points at 20 goals. That's what is going to draw. Mm-hmm. But I don't think McLeod is the type of guy that's all of a sudden he's going to make your power play from 18.8% to 26%. And that's not the player. And at the same time, we're like, okay, well, you're going to give McLeod a raise, but his role is to be a good defensive forward. The Sabres were not a good defensive team. Mm-hmm. So the numbers kind of speak in the wrong direction, but the value of McLeod is rising. I think if, and excuse me, this will happen with a lot of players. And this will happen with Dahlin. This will happen with Power. This will happen with a lot of players. McLeod, guys, Greenway, guys that are more in a defensive role, penalty kill role, get more saves. You get more saves. All of a sudden, everybody's looking better in that defensive role. You're going to have turnovers. It's going to happen. But when they happen, are you digging the puck out of your net, or do mm-hmm. you get a save and all of a sudden nobody's talking about?
Correct.
Well, after a turnover in the second period, the Sabres went down 2-1 because, well, you didn't get a save. Like, are you going to get that save? And can Luukkonen get you that save? Like he did 2 years ago, second half of the season, one of the best goalie in the league when you look at the numbers. Mm-hmm. Last year, that didn't happen. It happened a little bit more late in the season with Reimer, and that's why Lindy Ruff kept playing James Reimer. Not to say, well, let's look at Reimer for next year and whatnot. No, it was so that he could evaluate everybody else and say, okay, Dahlin turned the puck over. It's going to happen. He has the puck on his stick a lot, but we're getting a save. So now I can build on helping those guys get confidence, knowing that continue to make plays, we're going to get saves. That is a big part here. You can give McLeod $5.5 million and say, I really want you to be our best defensive center. You're going to play against the other team's top line and you're going to shut them down. He's going to give up some chances. Are those going to be stopped?
What's your hunch here on number of impactful trades still to come from the Sabres? 2, 1, or 0?
I would set the line at 1.5. And I think 1 is pretty much a yes. 2, and when we mean impact, right? We mean like,
well, it means that
players that are on the roster.
There's the Byram question on the blue line. There's the top 6 question up front. And obviously there's another position that you talk about all the time in goaltending. I think these are valid.
I wouldn't even like, okay, so the free agent market of goaltenders is what it is. But I wouldn't put it past the Sabres to say, let's look at what other teams have in their depth, right? Like, okay, call Dallas and say, what's with Casey DeSmith? You guys want to keep him? You have Ottinger. This is a different year. Like, maybe that's a Casey DeSmith trade. And all of a sudden, you made a trade that way.
Right.
Or Chicago got Spencer Knight last year. And one of the guys I kind of like is that Soderblom guy. He's big and he plays well. He was on a bad team, but maybe that's another trade. So I'm going to say that's the second trade. Mm-hmm. There's a potential Byram trade that could, but there, I would bet the over. I think it's going to be 2.
And this may hinge on the Byram outcome, whether he remains or whether he goes. we kind of addressed it off the top of what the defense corps could look like without him if they're not able to, you know, make another deal like they did last week where they bring in Kesselring and they're like, oh, okay, well, we can see where he slots in. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to the list of RFAs that I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago. Like, the least talked about of their restricted free agents is Ryan Johnson.
Yes.
Ryan Johnson has NHL time here. Ryan Johnson can still slide back down to the American Hockey League on waivers. But if the Sabres are needing to fill in a sixth defenseman, how legitimate are Ryan Johnson's chances against Jacob Bryson and Connor Timmins?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.